The sign of Taurus, April 20th through May 19th. The second sign of the zodiac, Taurus the Bull, sits solidly and primarily in the lusty month of May. Following the sign of Aries in positioning, this earth element receives passively what fire element Aries proactively brings into being. This fully grounded individual then feels and senses deeply what is manifested. The Bull is a stable and solid individual who is delving fully into the sensual experience of life. The resourceful, sure-footed hooves of the strong Taurus approach everything cautiously, taking deliberate, plodding measures towards ultimate success, always loving the big payoff. Under this sign's influence, nature blossoms into fruition with the spring energies of pleasure and sumptuousness. Basic physical needs are therefore at the foremost of this astrological sign's agenda. Venus, mythic goddess of love, art, and beauty, is the governing sphere for this very loving human. Whatever may be the occupation or preoccupation of a Taurus personality, one will become instantly aware that he or she loves what they love, either people or the art forms of the physical plane. Often collectors of art objects, the key phrase, "I have," reveals the gotta-have driven nature of this sign. With such a demand for quality with everything they do, to the extent that it just must be artful, the feminine, yin polarity creative center of these beasts expects heartfelt thoroughness of completion, endeavoring to surpass too the mind's eye for what is possible. Being always extremely specific in their approach, the heart center of any Taurus is therefore well developed. The mind can sometimes approach life generally, but heart treats everything in creation as unique and special, as too does the Taurus consciousness. Taurus rules everything that makes up the material world. However, fixated often only on earthly beliefs, this sun sign may find spiritually based esoteric material such as astrology to be foolish and without merit. A person born under this earth sign understands the systems of the physical plane, particularly the financial institutions. The bull market mirrors the power of demand which this earthly creature brings to commerce. Wanting to see practical results, the self-reliant bull will work hard towards achieving and earning a living. However, this slow-moving sensualist may have a tendency to be somewhat lazy, wanting to revel only in its pleasures of the physical senses. A plush environment full of pillows and fine linens are usually strewn throughout the comfortable home, adorned also with beautiful paintings, sculptures, and elegant bric-a-brac. It loves everything at its very best. Rich food and the finest of wines are at the top of their list. On the positive side, the bull is very dependable, determined, loving, reliable, patient, and persistent. Negative traits may include inflexibility, self-indulgence, laziness, or being a bit greedy to have what it desires to own. Because this individual, like the symbol of the bull itself, has a commonly thick, dense physical body, a slow-to-move trait is frequently exemplified. Besides just physically being heavy and weighted, the hesitation of the bull in the Toreador's ring stems from a desire to do things fully once engaged. For a Taurus will not ever want to stop in the middle or leave something unfinished because it cares so deeply from the heart. However, the demand on itself to be utterly and completely thorough in its approach can leave the person stuck in the mud, unwilling to even begin or start, with others on the side screaming, "It's time! Let's go! Let's do it!" The bull's response will be, "But I want to be sure I have everything at my disposal before I begin, because once I do start, you cannot stop me until I am done." The hooves in the bull ring will hem and haw, stomping endlessly, not moving forward, with the bull's nostrils flaring intensely when angered. The red cape needs to be snapped, therefore, many times to get this stubborn creature to move at another's demand. Once decided, though, no other sign barrels through the red cape stronger and with more power. These feminine passive traits describe a receptive, feeling polarity of the number 2, its position in the zodiac, sitting and being as the number is written, sometimes slow to get off its haunches and express itself. Because the stored feelings in the emotional body of a Taurus are so concentrated, it takes a lot to fire up this sign. Inclined to be stuck and therefore blocked to release, the emotions are fixed, the primary quality associated with this astrological sign. Like Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius too, Taurus, the densest and first of the four fixed zodiac signs, often resists change in a most profound way. The vulnerable part of the body associated with this powerful beast is the throat and neck, muscularly compact with tightness, mirrored in the animal glyph as well. A female Taurus will often have large breasts and thighs, and the men are commonly thickly muscled, revealing the strong physical characteristics of their bull-like form. Because of the intense love of sensual pleasures of the earth plane, this zodiac sign often has to work hard throughout its life to take charge of overindulgences in food and drink, for it simply loves food. Not just likes it, but loves it. Let me have some more to eat entirely. This delicious table of goodies is how their often somewhat uncontrolled appetite behaves. Never satisfied with fast food or quick frozen meals, the bull feels that the food is just not artful enough. The Venusian aspect again here clearly present. Any Taurus born in April is generally a more optimistic bull than a typically pessimistic one with a May birthday. The Aries influence on Taurus in April bleeds in a go-get-it attitude, while the May placement is more slow-moving with a careful approach to not just jump into things. For if we do that, we may not finish our task, like the childlike Aries is so apt to do. However, this wanting to have all your ducks in a row before starting a project can incapacitate a Taurus, leaving the job that is left to do sitting only on the drafting table. So loving and physical in their approach to life, the Taurus makes a great mother or father figure, willing to give completely to their children everything in the world. Or, the Taurus can be so caught up in their own physical world of sensual pleasures and self-fulfillment that their focus may be only on themselves, not noticing everyone else's needs. Like a bowl in a china shop, the objects of others can be knocked to the floor with disregard as a result of the bull's driven, fixated manner for what it may want to have for itself. But one can be sure that if a bull does something, it will be completed, never stopping until the task at hand is thoroughly finished, even when one really needs to stop in the middle to take a necessary breather. The fundamental advice or warnings for this grounded earth sign is to not let the demand on self be so great that one never gets going or never enjoys a personal accomplishment unless it is utterly artful. For this, quote, beast of burdensome approach to life leaves the Taurus unmoved, unkind, or even stubbornly unwilling to love its own often great achievements. And two, if the sensualness of life is enjoyed so continually, without regard to health or another person's needs, the bull will be left standing alone, overly plump in the field, full of grain and grass, but without the love from others that it so deeply desires and appreciates. End transmission.